Are you familiar with boats very much?
They have boats.
Name some kinds of boats that you think of.
Like the motorboat?
That'd be one.
The paddle with, what you call that, is a canoe? I know them when I see them, but I don't know what the names could be.
All right, what do you think of when I say a rowboat?
That's the one I'm thinking of, the paddling.
Or does it have a boat. Flat bottom or a...
Flat bottom.
And is it pointed on the front or flat or
square? Square like that.
It makes a little point and a gentle sort of point. If you've got to put a boat in the water for the first time, you say we're going to...
Launch the boat.
If you're getting your child up in the morning, you might hand him his clothes and say, all right, now get dressed. Here.
Your pants or your shirt.
All right, would you say?
Here are your clothes.
All right, fine. To keep your clothes from getting dirty, when you're cooking over them, you might put a
paper.
To write a letter, instead of using a pencil, you may use a
pen.
And to hold, if you have a button missing, you might hold it with a safety.
Safety pin.
If it's cool, a cool day, to keep from getting cold, over your clothes you would put a...
coat.
A man who has a three-piece suit may have a piece of the suit that he wears under his coat.
Vest.
Right. The lower part of a suit, a man's suit, are his...
pants.
All right. Are pants and trousers the same thing?
Same thing.
What about jeans? Are they different?
Jeans are type of pants.
Are they different in the kind of fabric?
Oh, yes. They're different in fabric.
All right. They're, what about overalls?
Jeans are related to overalls.
They are. What's the difference in them?
Jeans, pants. Overalls are coveralls, overall piece.
Like they're one piece. Do they have sleeves in them?
You can't have an overall without a sleeve. It has a beard come up and strap over the shoulders like men wear.
Mm-hmm. All right. Did you bring my coat? Yes, I have.
Yeah.
I have brought
it. I have brought it.
All right. I tried on his coat and it me just fine.
It fitted me just fine.
If a man is about to get married and his mother looks at him and says, goodness, you can't get married in that old thing. You better go out and buy yourself a
new suit.
All right. If you've been out in the woods and maybe you picked up some nuts and you came back with them in your pockets, someone might look at you and say, my, how are your pockets? They're talking about them
how
sticking out.
Your pockets out. Are stuffed.
Talking about the way they're sticking out. Your pockets sure do...
Puff out? Bulge?
That's what I was
bulge.
Thinking.
Bulge?
Do you think of bulge as being
sticking
out
sticking
and kind
out.
Of lumpy?
Mm-hmm. It's a bulge.
I bought a cheap shirt, and when I washed it, the collar...
faded.
Might have faded, but it also might have gotten smaller.
It drew up.
All right. Every time I have bought a cheap shirt, it has
drawn up.
Right. When you go shopping, you may put your coins in a
purse.
Now, around your wrist, if you're dressing up, a lady may wear a
bracelet.
A man to hold up his pants, if he doesn't have a belt, he might use
suspenders.
If you're going out and it's raining, you may carry your
parasol, umbrella.
Are they the same thing? Mm-hmm. All right. When you make up your bed in the morning, to make it look nice after you spread up the covers, you may pull something up over it.
A spread.
All right. When you sleep at night, you put your head on a
pillow.
One of the covers that you may have on your bed is a washable cover. It's not